All right, day 29. We are in Jeremiah 1 through 5 and Lamentations 3 today. So Jeremiah comes from a long line of priests, but God calls him to be a prophet. Mm-hmm. His time spans about 40 years and five kings of Judah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, long ministry.
Yes. Yeah. He's also known as the weeping prophet. Yeah. I thought that was interesting because he grieves over Judah's yes. state and the way things are.
The weeping prophet, that's why Jeremiah and Lamentations are going together, because both of them are written by Jeremiah. So with Jeremiah, you have his words of warning. Again, it's the same mm-hmm. theme you're going to see in almost every single of the prophets. Hey, you're not doing it right. Knock it off. Repent. Let's get back into a right relationship because bad things are coming.
Yep.
So that theme is going to be constant for the next however many days we're in the prophets. You're going to see that over and over and over again. But Jeremiah is one that a lot of people do identify with, because, you know, Jeremiah is one that, especially when you read Lamentations, man, that guy probably dealt with some depression, overwhelmed with this yeah. burden. And this is hard for us because we've never gone through it, but he was one that had to watch and experience and go through the destruction of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's warning about. But when we start with Jeremiah, there's that. This is one where we actually get the call of Jeremiah in the mm-hmm. beginning. Mm-hmm. We get him called to be this servant. We, you know, there's a lot of encouragement for us, because this is where we hear about God saying, like, I knew you before I formed you in the womb. So this is one of the places in Scripture we show the sanctity of life. From the moment of conception, God's involvement from the moment in the womb, and there's an identity there.
Mm-hmm. We see Jeremiah refused to yep. prophesy. Yep. And God's yep. like, no. Yep. He gives him a firm rebuking.
Yep. Well, yeah, he's like, I don't know how to speak, and I'm just a kid. You know, he says yeah. I'm just a child. So again, there's another
thing.
Sounds
familiar, right?
No age limit on yeah. God using anybody. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how young, how old, God can yeah. use you. The other thing I love about God calling Jeremiah is he's basically warning him from the beginning, this is not going to be easy. He tells him in his calling, this is in verse 17 of 1, you know, get yourself ready, stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified. So he was warning, you know, like, this is not, we sometimes look at serving God in ministry as it should be this always like joyous, uplifting. So then when the hard stuff comes, we kind of sit there going, well, God, I must be doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. And Jeremiah didn't have a lot of good stuff in his ministry. So it's just something to remind us, is that encouragement. And again, it's the same thing, calling out to Israel their sin. It's summed up beautifully in chapter 2. You know, my people have committed two sins. This is verse 13. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they've dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. So God's basically, again, the problem is you've rejected me and you've tried to do it your way. So in these first few chapters of Jeremiah, that's mm-hmm. what we're seeing.
We see in chapter 3, God portrays Judah and Israel as his unfaithful bride. So yep. we see that kind of imagery again, too.
Yeah. You're cheating on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how God sees it. But there's also something in chapter 3 that's really encouraging. It's actually verse 22. Even in the midst of this condemnation, God says in verse 22, return, faithless people, I will cure you of your backsliding. Like, again, mm-hmm. this is what's, there's so much in prophets that we can feel overwhelmed with. Like, oh my goodness, this is so burdensome. And just, it just seemed like all judgment. But there's always these pieces in there of God saying, but we can fix this.
Yeah.
If you would just fix this.
We see his mercy just yes. all over.
Constantly. Yeah. So as you're reading the prophets, don't become, pay attention to when God gives these glimmers of, yeah. but there's hope. Mm-hmm. But that's what Jeremiah is. He's the last, you know, warning Judah again. But he also ministered during the actual destruction of Israel or Judah. He saw Jerusalem fall. He saw the temple of Solomon destroyed. And when you think about that, he saw the horrors of this. And this was not mm-hmm. just a one-day attack. Like, this was a horrific experience that the people went through, starvation, and they were under siege, and just brutal, just being murdered, just brutal. And he watched it, and he had mm-hmm. experience it. And that's when you get to Lamentations, where, you know, he's just, it's poetry again, It is done in a way of poetry. These are different poems put together, but it just shows you the anguish that he's going through of how horrible this was and the grief and the sorrow that he had. So Lamentations is not a very uplifting, overall, an uplifting thing, but it reminds us of something Pastor Matt was preaching about just a few weeks ago, even in Judges, that God uses misery to bring repentance. And that's something that Jeremiah reminds us. So in the one chapter we read in that, you know, we see that, you know, verse 40 of that chapter, God says, let us examine our ways, or, you know, Jeremiah says, but let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to the God of heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled and you have not forgiven. But it's this, their misery and this sorrow leads them to turning back to God. And then there's the promise in chapter 3 of verses 21 through 24.
Yeah, we get that
His mercies are new every morning, right? Yeah. So even in the midst of his grief, Jeremiah is clear. This happened because of us. This is we are the reason. God is still good, even though this has happened, and God is still merciful and loving, and if we turn him. So even in the midst of his sorrow, Jeremiah is still pointing us towards, you got to turn to God. This isn't God's fault. This is our fault. And that's what we see here, is just the learning that of as Matt says a lot, don't do stupid. You know? Yeah. But it's kind of the, you know, you can't blame God for those moments.
Yeah.